Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Challah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned because Rav Shlomo Zalman of Zugasa Marasiyat of Chayetz Chalatzim. They should be gebenched with a Sachat Slachon Siat, the Shmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa, and Kol Tiv Sela. And because Esther Bas Rachel, she should be zecher to find her Zivuk Hagun, Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Hey tells us, Nachri Shinasan Lisrael Lassus La'isa, a non-Jew that gave some grain or some flour to a Yid in order to make him a dough. Petur Mena Challah, that dough is potter from Challah. That's because the dough belongs to the non-Jew, and non-Jews don't have to take Challah off of their dough. Just because a Yid made it doesn't mean that it's Chayav in Challah. However, now let's say the non-Jew gave the Yid this dough as a present. So Achala Gilgal, if he gave it to the Yid before Gilgal happened, Chayiv. So now this dough is Chayiv in Challah, because by the time it reached its Chayiv in Challah, it belonged to the Yid. But Umisha Gilgal, if the non-Jew gave the dough to this Yid after Gilgal happened, Pater, so it's Pater from Challah. Another variant of this case, Ha'isa Isa Imanachri, if someone made a dough with a non-Jew, which means some of the flour in this dough was the Yid, some of it was the guys. So Im Ein Bishal Yisrael Kashir Challah, if the amount of flour that the Yid put in did not reach Shir Challah, which means that the Yid did not put in 4/5 of a kav of his own flour, Petur Mina Challah, so this dough is Pater from Challah. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, Gershon is Geyer, a fellow that became a Ger. V'hoslo Isan, he had a dough. He was in the middle of making a dough, and then he realized, oh my gosh, it's my appointment in Bezdin, I gotta get a bris, gotta go to the mikvah, so he put it in the fridge so it doesn't get ruined, and then he comes back home as a full-fledged Yid. Is it Chayiv in Challah? So Nasas Achlein is Geyer, if the dough was finished before he became a Ger, Pater, so it's Pater from Challah, because by the time it reached its stage where it would be Chayiv in Challah, he was still a non-Jew. But Umishan is Geyer, if he only finished the dough after he became a ger, chayiv, so it's chayiv in challah. But in suffik, if it's a suffik, chayiv, so it's chayiv in challah. However, v'ein chayav no la'chaymesh, he wouldn't be chayiv a fifth if a non-kayin eats it. That's because it's a suffik. Rabbi Kiva tells us, hakol ha'lech acher ha'krima batanur, everything goes after once it forms a crust in the oven. According to Rabbi Kiva, the stage that it becomes chayiv in challah is once the bread forms a crust in the oven, nothing to do with Gilgal. However, we're not passing like Rabbi Kiva. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin and Ches. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.